This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
If you got a letter from someone or an email from someone who mentioned the same phrase 41 times, you'd say, you know, they're obsessing over this particular phrase or idea. If you got an email from somebody and they said 41 times the same thing, you'd say, what's going on? What's up with this? Well, according to one commentator, 41 times in the Gospel of John, Jesus is quoted as saying these words, whoever believes in me. 41 times. Was Jesus obsessive-compulsive about that phrase? No, I don't think that's it at all. He wanted people to know how vitally important those words are. Whoever believes in me, this will happen. This is the result. And today we're going to talk about the incredible result of believing. We're in an 8-week series on the word believe, the most important word in your life, in my opinion, the word believe. And I'm doing this every week. I've never done it with any other series, won't do it probably with any other series in the future, but we're reviewing each week the previous messages. Bear with me if this is boring to you, but I don't think it is. Let's bring up the first message. I believe what I believe, taken from Rich Mullen's song called Creed. I believe what I believe makes me what I am. I'm the result, and you are the result of what you believe. The key verse was Romans 4:3. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Anytime I hear a man or woman or young person say, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you believe something, somebody needs to tell the Lord that. Somebody needs to straighten the Lord God Almighty and tell him it doesn't matter what you believe when the Lord says, Abraham believed me, and I credit it to his account. I imputed to his account, so to speak. It's a banking term. Accredited as righteousness. The second message was called the belief-centered person, based on an idea out of Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He believes that most people are money-centered, work-centered, spouse-centered, family-centered, pleasure-centered, and he lists all these things that people center their lives, and he believes that we should be principle-centered. Well, as a Christian, I believe we're belief-centered people. That's what we center our lives on. We're belief-centered people, and that belief being, most of all, being in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And the third message was called the biology of belief, that belief produces physical results. If somebody tells you you look sick today, you probably start feeling bad. There is a biology to belief. And we quoted the Acts, the 16th chapter, where the jailer brought Paul and Silas into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God. He and his whole family, was he filled with joy because he won the lottery? No. Was he filled with joy because he got a promotion at work? No. It says he was filled with joy because he had come to believe in the Lord. There's a physical result. There's an emotional result. There's spiritual results. There is the biology of belief when we believe in the Lord. Let's bring up another one. The belief language is what we talked about last week. There's body language. There's belief language. Simon Peter answered him in John 6:68. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. What's your language reflect? You know, you reflect what you believe by your language, your conversation, the topics you talk about all the time. Tell me what you talk about all the time, and I'll tell you what you believe in. And we do have a language of belief. Well, all this week, we're in part 5 of an 8-part series on the word belief. It's about the incredible result of believing from John 7. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place for Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.